South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to the Ribs and Knits podcast, where we cover everything godly and girly. We're going to be looking at what we should be clothing ourselves in. You have a choice in life. Do you want to clothe yourself in something that brings you joy and comfort? Or do you want to clothe yourself in something that looks kind of good, but gives you a rash in the long run? We get this choice in life, and we're going to be covering which choice to make. Let's do it together. Let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ribs and Knits podcast. I'm joined by my friend Tiggy.
Hey guys.
Or as my iPad likes to change her name to, Twiggy. That's Twigs. And today we're going to be talking about all things seasons, seasonal sadness. It's the seasons change. Summer was great and winter is here. And it's cold. You're even in a
knit. It's actually the trenches.
Yeah.
Like, I always get worried every single year. I'm like,
I can't do it.
I need to like just go on holiday for a couple months. Normally I do go on holiday for a couple of months in the winter.
Yeah, you go to Australia.
But this year we're firming it.
You're going to be going through it. I'm going to set a 15-minute timer and we're just going to chat for 15 minutes about all things seasons, life. Let's go. I thought I'd start off with Romans 15:13, which says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And this is something I definitely need when seasons change. I'm not a winter girl. I need summer.
No.
Like, I, growing up, would just find winter so grueling. Like, I didn't want to leave my house. I was pale. I didn't have that glow.
Yeah.
I didn't look well. I looked like
I look unwell.
I look like I was going to turn up at Scrooge's house and be like, "Woo, the ghost of Christmas
and,
past."
And I feel like that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not okay.
No.
And what this verse is telling us is that God can fill you with joy in those moments and peace if we trust in him. And I think in winter, I have to trust in God a lot more. Especially in England, we have a lot of Christian festivals in summer, which like really spike your kind of Christian bubble. It makes you feel alive, you get inspired, and then winter comes along and there's nothing
for months.
There's nothing. No. I just have to go through this dry desert
it's
of coldness.
It's just us and our Bible in the rain.
Yeah, in the rain. In London, it rains.
Yeah, and we've got cold hands,
no, cold ears. I just feel gross, and I cycle everywhere, so I have to wear, everywhere I go, I want to wear a cute outfit, I have to wear full waterproofs over my outfit and cycle, get really hot under the waterproofs, and then take it all off before anyone can see me.
Yeah, and when it's raining,
umbrellas,
your makeup is
drowned.
Like, yeah,
it's gone.
No, yeah. It's not pretty.
But that's why I love this verse, because it's basically saying, in that, I want you to trust in me.
Yeah.
In that moment, in that, like, I'm having to wear waterproofs and cover my clothes, my makeup has just run off my face. I've forgotten an umbrella and I'm drenched. I'm freezing. I have to be at uni or school or whatever it is at 9 a.m. So it's 7 and I'm freezing my ears off and I just feel horrible. And I know in summer I'd be walking along with my ice drip coffee and the sunshine and everything would be happy and joyful. But this verse is saying that you, like, trusting in him brings overflowing hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so something I would definitely say is, if you're like, "Oh, I'm a bit worried about winter, I'm a bit worried about this being out here," is ask the Holy Spirit to come in and give you hope for that this season.
Yeah.
Give you hope for the next season.
It's also like, obviously not all the time, life can be easy, and it's like it's in those trials where God really meets us, and it's when we're, you know, we're not feeling it, that God can bring the best breakthrough for us,
for sure.
So it is like kind of a blessing, even though it really doesn't feel like it. And like, if you look back on times of your life where you've not been having a good time, let's just say, they're like the biggest, most crucial parts to my testimony and like other people I know's testimony as well. But when we aren't feeling like it, it's good to like have some little tips and tricks of things that can get us through.
Yeah.
Because not everyone struggles with like seasonal sadness.
Everyone's at the moment been like, oh, I can't wait for winter, I'm going to watch Gilmore Girls and snuggle.
I can't relate. I actually just can't relate.
What do you mean? You're not stressed that you're going to be pale?
Yeah, I thought everyone was like this.
Are you not stressed? The skin is going to go white.
We're going to have spots. We're going to look unwell. And
you're not stressed?
And I just don't want to go outside either.
No, I don't. But apparently that's exciting to some people.
Yeah.
But yeah. A tip I would definitely say for winter specifically is take your vitamin D, sleep when it goes dark, and be up with the sun.
Mm.
Those are definitely things, because this is the whole thing of like putting your trust in God is also trusting the things he's put in front of you. In winter and summer and spring and autumn, there are things in front of us that we can do which just sort us out a little bit. Like we have vitamin D, we can eat foods. Like, it's so interesting that foods grow in different seasons. Like, there is a season for strawberries and there is a season for apricots and there is a season for dates, and if we follow those, they fill us with the right vitamins that we need. Yeah, just so interesting.
By eating by season.
Yeah,
I didn't actually think about that.
Yeah, how interesting.
What that helps you with
like, it just gives you the right nutrients
actually.
Yeah, how crazy.
Another
verse I love is, this one's definitely something I need, is in Ecclesiastes 3. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build, a time to weep, and it keeps going with different times for different things. And I think for me, I sometimes have to place my situation and the seasons I'm in this kind of way of thinking of it, because the Bible says, that's good. It's good to have different seasons. There's a time to be tanned and there's a time to be pale. There's a time to have a summer glow and there's a time to look frail. I'm a genius. But really, it's true. It may be something like, for you, there's a time in summer I love, or you may love a season because it's the cricket season, so you get to play cricket. There's a time for cricket and there's a time for building up your skills. So in that season, you might be inside a venue building the skills so that when the season next comes, you can build yourself up. And for winter and autumn, which is when I struggle the most, I have to place that. I have to go, there's a season for hanging out with my friends and building that, and there's a season for being at home, being with family and cocooning and enjoying comfort and coziness. And that's definitely something that really helped me last year as winter came, was going, okay, there's a season for everything, as Ecclesiastes tells me. What are the things that happen in different seasons? In summer, I go swimming and I go on holidays and I see my friends and we have ice cream. In winter, what can you do? You can go to Winter Wonderland, you can have hot chocolate, you can get some sleeping bags and sit around a fire. There's lots of things you can do in winter that is specific to winter that makes winter special. And something that I would definitely advise is making plans, because in summer I have a plan every day.
Agreed.
There's always something I'm gonna do. But in winter, I kind of reluctantly will be like, yeah, I might meet you for a hot chai in the distant future, but I don't want to go because it's gonna be cold and wet and I don't want to make my way to it. But making plans, like, I made like 3 plans with different friends last year to separately go to Winter Wonderland, and I had so much fun. I made plans to go to the best London hot chocolate in London with another friend, like making really exciting plans that were like, oh my gosh, this is what we do in winter. We do these specific things.
Like romanticizing winter. I also just think times like that, we kind of just have to be a bit more disciplined.
Yeah.
And kind of force ourselves to do things.
Yeah.
When normally I'm like, I'm going to be kind to myself and like not put too much pressure on myself.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes you do have to be a bit more tough on yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
I think for me, what's been a real help, because I have really good days, but I also have days where I really struggle. Yeah. And I just want to like curl up and not see anybody.
Yeah,
and sure. Honestly, it's not good. But in times like that, it's like I found that I have to lean in even more when when naturally I sort of want to refrain and like go off. And when I'm not feeling my best, I want to
hide.
Be away from, be, I want to hide.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's even from God as well. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not feeling like doing anything.
Yeah.
But in times like that, that's when we need to lean in the most. Times that we're struggling, it's like, okay, we really need to press in.
Yeah.
We really need to press in. And that's when he brings the most breakthrough, which is really exciting. And I feel like this week, a verse that's been like really on my mind is in Isaiah when it says that he makes a crown of beauty out of ashes and brings joy for mourning. That's been something that I'm like, wow, he is really doing that. Like when so this week I actually have struggled with like more seasonal sadness as it's been raining a lot and I've been like, I don't want to go outside. I don't want to socialize with people. And then I've practiced this week pressing in when I really didn't feel like it. And by the end of my time, my quiet time with God, I'm ready to go. Like he has like completely flipped me around. So I would just definitely recommend that.
Yeah, you pick me up, you turn me around, you place my feet on solid ground.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Exactly that. But
that does really happen in your quiet time, because definitely there is this, it's very easy to spend more time watching Christmas films and Gilmore Girls and Gossip Girl in autumn and winter than to read your Bible and to worship and to give God the glory. Like I will sometimes be like, oh, it's the season of Gilmore Girls. No, it's like the season of breakthrough. It's a season where God's going to do new things in my life.
It's a huge season.
Yeah. And like, we often rush from this time to the next. We're like, right, it's winter. I just have to get through to get to summer. But like, what if we change the narrative on that? It's like, I've just got to spend this the best I can, go for it as much as I can, and then I get the reward of summer at the end.
It's so
like
true.
Instead of cocooning and hiding, I could go for it.
Yeah.
And then summer is like, right, you did all that, you went for it, you've achieved all these goals, you've seen all these people, you've done all these things, now go and enjoy your summer. Like what if that's what winter was for? What if if whatever the season, some people struggle with summer, it's like, right, I'm sweaty, I'm hot, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna really work on my job. I'm gonna get a new hobby. I'm gonna meet some new people. And then winter, when I get to cocoon up and be cozy, is when I'm gonna just get to heal through it and enjoy myself and be happy. And I think really changing the narrative on different seasons, that there is a season of everything. That's what Ecclesiastes tells us. There's a season for everything. And this is a season for something that you can't do in summer. This is a season for something that you a few weeks ago couldn't do, but you can do because you can have more time, because you're not going off to Spain or Mallorca. That's the same. But, you know, you're not going off to all these holidays. You've now got time. You've now got, like, oh, I'm not seeing everyone every day because for a picnic, I have time to write down my goals, my ambitions, and really journal through things and talk to someone. Maybe it's the season that you get to finally do therapy. It's the season you finally start a podcast. It's the season you finally do something that maybe is inside that you wouldn't do in summer because you don't want to waste your time inside.
Yeah, that's so good.
I'm sure there's something you can be doing.
Agreed.
Definitely.
Agreed.
But, and I think something really important is to process that seasons are coming in, and processing that is, I definitely advise you to do my trick of where it says in Ecclesiastes 3, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to uproot. Like, sit with yourself and write down a time for what was your activity in the season you like, and then what are you swapping it out for? Like, acknowledge what you're going to swap. Like, for me, I'm swapping iced chais for chai latte. Like, wow, simple thing. Emily. But wow. It is a season for iced chais and a season for chai. Or something might be a bit deeper. It's a season for holidays, and it's a season for focusing on my family. It's a season for being off school. It's a season for being in school and focusing. Like, there are things that you... like, acknowledge what you need to swap out, and acknowledge what you're losing, and acknowledge what you can gain instead. And I think that will really help you process the seasons, but also give you things to be excited for, because you can cover the one side and say, right, these are the things for this season. And then when the next seasons come, you can cover that and say, these are the things for this season. And you can really build a rhythm over your seasons, because I always know summer's coming, I'm gonna swim, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna have ice creams, and I'm gonna have picnics. But I get to winter, I'm a bit like, oh, it's a bit shaky, what do? I don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. But if I know every winter I get hot chocolates, and I go to Winter Wonderland, and I go and spend a weekend with my granny, and I have Christmas dates with my boyfriend, like, if I know what there is, I think I'll be a little bit more excited.
Yeah. What would you say your biggest swaps are?
My biggest swaps are my biggest swaps are summer Christian summer camps for more alone time with God. I think that's a big one for me. From summer to winter, is in winter I really have to dive in to being like intentional and being like, this is the time. Like, there's a reason that like badgers go away for a few months. They're like storing heat and storing food, and they are kind of rejuvenating after a season. And that's kind of what we have to do with the Lord. What I have to do with the Lord, because in summer I'm on a high and me and God are great. Obviously I still have alone times with God every day, but and not like, I think my winter ones are a bit longer because they have to be, because I need to survive off him. Yeah. What about you? What's a big swap you have to make?
I would say for me a big swap is like enjoying getting cozy. Instead of like spending time, I love spending time outside, and I think that's why I suffer the most in the winter, because you're quite an outdoorsy person as well. I love being outdoors, so when I don't get that form of endorphins or whatever, I need to find something else that I get really excited to do. So for me, I would say definitely get a heated blanket.
Oh my gosh, they're the best things ever.
I know not everyone has a bath, but getting nice candles, all of that stuff. And also just basically getting a really good setup for your alone time with God, investing in like a good speaker, getting the music on in the corner,
some fairy lights,
getting some fairy lights around you, get some new like highlighters, pens, and like really make your alone time with God something that you get really excited for.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I've also put on my wall ready for winter, there's this amazing like poet, she does like poems that are mainly faith-based. She's called Words by Elle. Have you ever heard of her?
I have heard of her. She's amazing.
And she does amazing poems, and to prepare for winter I've like put a poem up on my wall that is basically an affirmation to like read for myself of like who God is, what, how I live, and things like that. It's just gonna propel me forward, I think, in my days in winter. And just so like setting up your room, like get some fairy lights, get a poem maybe for your wall, have some cool books that you want to read, like really dive in this winter. Go for it.
All I'm gonna say is just press in.
Press into the winter.
Press in. Maybe that's the summer for you. Maybe you need to press in more in the summer because you feel like you need a little bit more of a pick me up.
Yeah, it's sticky.
It's not like, I'm not saying like pick and choose when you press into God.
No.
But when you're struggling, just
dive
in even more, even more, because God will, he will pick you up, and he's not going to disappoint you ever.
No, he can't.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me. This has been the Ribs and Knits podcast with Tiggy.
Woo!
Wow. If you have any questions about things that maybe you want us to talk about in season two, do DM us at Ribs and Knits Podcast. And yeah, have a great season.
Guys, just keep pressing. Just pressing. That's the moral.
It's pressing.
Just pressing, girls. Yeah.
Love ya.
Love ya. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.